Well, I can't believe that we are talking about internment camps coming back again. The internment camps were done away with, I thought, in the 1940s after the World War II fiasco with Hitler taking many people and having them executed in the internment camps. We know that internment camps have historically had a history of abuses and corruption, widespread criminal activity, and also murder in the internment camps. Now, with the new COVID crisis, internment camps are back again. Hi, I'm Vincent Rhodes, and I wanted to give you this report that I'm looking at from on the high wire with Dale Bigtree. So I'm going to get out the way, and I'm going to let you hear what he has to say.
Or I should say world history. Some of the darker episodes have something in common with them, and that is internment camps, or camps, if you will, where they put people in them for, you know, reasons that the politicians at the time think are good ideas. And yeah. We're seeing a repeat of this. Let's look at New Zealand. It's happening across a lot of other places as well, but we'll start with New Zealand. We have some clips of this, so take a look.
Okay. As part of our overall national response to this new outbreak, I am now directing medical officers of health that all cases, confirmed cases, are to be managed in a quarantine facility. Now, this is different to how positive cases were managed when we were last at levels 4 and indeed 3, and shows how serious we are about limiting any risk of ongoing transmission, even in self-isolation and including to others in the household. This will apply to any cases and also close family members who might be at risk as appropriate. A reminder, these facilities have been set up specifically and have excellent processes and resources in place to look after people with COVID-19, including health staff on site at all times, and it will help us avoid any further inadvertent spread into the community as part of our overall response.
I've got a number of questions about people refuse, you know, what do we do if someone refuses to be tested? Well, they can't now. If someone refuses in our facilities to be tested, they have to keep staying. So they won't be able to leave after 14 days. They have to stay on for another 14 days. So it's a pretty good incentive. You either get your tests done and make sure you're cleared, or we will keep you in a facility longer. So I think most people will look at that and say, I'll take the test.
There's something about how smug that Prime Minister is that is very disturbing. And she's just coming off the back of a landslide win, right? She's mm-hmm. been reelected as Prime Minister in New Zealand. We had reported lightly on the idea that these internment camps may be there. And now, I guess, you know, there's probably people that, like, don't want to go along with the test. And she's like, fine, we'll throw you in there and lock, you know, throw away the key.
And that was Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, the first clip of that gentleman. He's the Minister of Health in New Zealand. So this isn't some health official in some small city somewhere with a harebrained idea. This is the head guy in New Zealand. And like you said, that's Prime Minister Ardern in New Zealand as well, who's saying this with a smile. And Dr. Bloomfield said, remember, all confirmed cases, this is a change in policy, all confirmed cases are going to be managed in a quarantine facility. So what is that,
I mean, that
look
right
like?
There is disturbing, right? Because what we're seeing is something we've been seeing in America too, I think, is it's like it just keeps clamping tighter and tighter, whether there's success or no success. I mean, New Zealand seems to have avoided getting any cases on their little island. Now, of course, they have no tourism. They're going to be bankrupt in God knows how long because no one can make any money. Nobody can travel there. If you do, you're going to this internment camp. But the idea that saying, even though we've been successful, we're even clamping down harder. And this is like the bright shining star of the World Health Organization, this approach, right? I mean, it makes you think how many countries are going to be using this approach.
Okay, and this is a good place to stop here. Just how many countries are actually included in on this? Well, from what I understand, this is a worldwide phenomenon that is occurring all around the world. And these people who they are, who are being elected to power, for some reason, they continue to keep getting elected over and over and over again. They seem to be something wrong with them. They don't seem to be even human when it comes down to the way that they are treating their people who they are have been elected to serve. To serve, that's what a prime minister is. The prime minister of New Zealand has been put in place to serve people, but rather than to bully them. And now, for some reason, something has taken over her mind, something has taken over her soul, her spirit. And it's a possibility that their soul and spirit already have been taken over, that before they even got in office, then this occurred. Now, according to scripture, it does talk about that there will be four horsemen of the apocalypse that will come, and these four horsemen of apocalypse will bring war, and they will bring famine, and you know, there will be a lot of death and destruction to follow. And so we are looking now at the setting up of the book of Revelation. I don't care what anyone says, this here is the most I believe this is the most worldwide attempt to take over the lives of people. Now, the scripture does tell us that he that would be killed by the sword would be led killed by the sword, and those who would be led away to captivity would be led away to captivity. And why? The reason why is because scripture over and over and over again points back to the sin of the people, the sin of the people. Because of the wickedness of the children of Israel, they were carried away into captivity over and over and over again. All you have to do is read the book of Judges. You also read the book of Kings, and you will see that over and over and over again, the people of God, once they got away from God, began to get all of these diseases. They got all this poverty, and they also got carried away into captivity and wicked rulers. Arden is a wicked ruler, and then so we have wicked rulers all over the world, and they have signed a pact with whomever, which is, I believe, Satan, to bring about the destruction of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You let me know what you think about this. You know, I'm sure that you have a lot of thoughts on this topic. If you like these videos and you'd like to contribute to this channel, you can look me up at patreon.com/VincentRhodes or PayPal me, paypal.me/VincentRhodes. Well, until next time, remember that Jesus is the light of the world and the truth shall set you free. God bless. Well, I hope that you have been watching a lot of what's been going on with digital wallet and digital ID that is being pushed by Bill Gates and MasterCard. I did watch this broadcast on Spiro's channel. The UN has actually introduced a brand new digital wallet for their employees. Let me let you just hear what he has to say about the wallet.
Biometric digital wallet is intended for UN employees, and it can be used for data related to human resources, medical status, i.e., you know, vaccine status, travel, there's your health passport, payroll, and pensions. It's gonna be hooked up to your financials.
Here's the thing that's shocking about it. The UN has traditionally been known as the entity that will bring the Antichrist. And so we're looking at that it's a possibility that as the UN progresses with this plan, that the whole world could be caught up in this web of control where everything is connected through 5G, through digital ID, all of the parts fit together, but where the Bible talks about in Revelation chapter 13 that you will not be able to buy nor sell unless you receive the mark of the beast. I'm going to let you hear how they introduce it to their employees.
Is changing the way we manage our data, our information, our interactions, and our identities online. The United Nations is ready to digitally transform how it deals with identity, with a system to streamline information sharing, daily workflows, access to platforms and buildings, operating across agencies by providing its personnel with a universal system-wide identity solution. Introducing the UN Digital ID, a unique and digital identity for UN personnel from the day you join to the day you part. All of your personal, HR, medical, travel, security, payroll, and pension data in the palm of your hand, giving you full control on what you share and with whom. With blockchain and biometrics, the UN Digital ID makes verification efficient, secure, transparent, immutable, portable, and universal. It's been piloted by different agencies and the UN Pension Fund, where they've replaced current manual processes with certainty for who and where pension recipients say they are at any given time. Imagine a regional field officer has just joined the UN. She uses the mobile app to obtain a digital wallet, stored securely in her smartphone and only accessible to her with biometrics. Even better than a physical wallet, she can store all her credentials issued by any UN organization in her digital wallet. She has immediate access to course certificates, travel clearances from UNDSS, medical records from allergies to vaccinations, also making any transfer to another organization a breeze. As innovation transforms the world, we can improve the way we manage our identities online. UN Digital IDs, a building block for digital cooperation, unlocking the promise of the SDGs.
Well, as you can see, this digital ID is going to be into everything. Everything that is private about you will be on digital record. But not just that, they will be able to control the funds that you receive, how much money you receive. Will they also be able to track where you are anywhere in the world? And they will be able to, even access your biometric data, meaning your vaccine records, and possibly even prevent you from, accessing other jobs or moving up in the world of, the UN, or even possible that if this is adopted by your workplace, they could also hold this against you too. So it seems like they don't have to force you to receive the vaccination. All they really have to do is just basically, give you this particular kind of identification, and it will tell on you anyway. There's no way you're going to get away from it. So anyway, here's something else here that for you to keep in mind with Bill Gates. Bill Gates talks about, has been working on this for some time already too. And this is a collaboration between Gavi, well, of course, it was something he funded, and MasterCard and the Trust Stamp. And this Trust Stamp, Bill Gates funded program that will link your identity to your vaccination history. So how does MasterCard fit in all of this? I'm sure that this is going to be the way they are going to get you to receive your vaccination. If you do not cooperate, then certain credits will not be given to you. Like it is in China, there's a social credit score, and MasterCard, I'm sure, has been in on that. And now, when it comes down to actually you being able to move around and also access various factors in your life, various things that you need in your life, you will have to have this wellness pass. And so let's look at it. It says the aim of this is introduced to low-income remote communities in West Africa, and later replicated worldwide. So they're using the West Africans as guinea pigs to get this program ready for the entire world. And even in the UK, they have already implemented the program to stop people from working if they do not get the COVID vaccine. And this just came out in the Metro here, anti-vaxxers, and that's what they call them, could be banned from going to work if they refuse COVID jab. And this was by Tom Williams. I wonder if Tom is going to get the COVID jab. There are a number of people who are very upset about this, obviously, in the UK. And if you've seen the riots, not really riots, but if you've seen the protests, then you would know that many people do not agree with the New World Order. They have said that you can stick the New World Order up your ass, is what they've said. So it says here, people who refuse to get the corona vaccine may be banned from pubs, restaurants, and places of work. So they intend to use blackmail in order to get people to receive a vaccine that the people do not want. But this is all one big plan to start this new industrial revolution, this fourth industrial revolution. And you can see it all lining up with the new way that they're going to be identifying people, and then also the tracking and the tracing, and then the tagging people with nanoparticulates even being put into their bodies, so that they can find out from your cell phone whether or not you're up to date on your vaccine records. Anyway, you let me know what you think about this. I thought maybe I'd just give this out to you. Hopefully that this content has been useful to you. If it is, and you want to keep this broadcast alive and going, links in the description for how you can support us financially. Remember until next time that Jesus is the light of the world, and the truth shall set you free. God bless.